Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here by phone. Brigham Hoig is with us here this morning. Brigham is the Cass County Wellness Coordinator and helping to put together and offer a preseason vendor workshop for those who might be involved in things like farmers markets and, you know, the produce in the park type operation during the summer months. Brigham, how are you this morning?
Doing well. Thanks, Jim.
Very good. Talk about the need for a program like this.
Sure. So I attended the Iowa Farmers Market Association workshop in February, and it was just an excellent event in Des Moines. It was day-long and had a lot of information. And that event, actually, by the way, that organization, the president is Donna Brahms, who manages the Anita and Atlantic Farmers Market at Orscheln's. It was really well done, and I thought, hey, we could use some of this information for our local vendors in Cass County. So I invited three folks that I networked with at that event to come join us in Cass County on March 16th to share information on topics that are challenging for vendors, such as insurance at farmers market, food safety rules and regulations, and when you need a license, when you don't, that type of information. And then at the last half hour of the event, we're going to be sharing information on Cass County markets, including Produce in the Park, the Atlantic Farmers Market that's held at Orscheln's on Saturdays, and the Anita Farmers Market.
I'm guessing that there's some things involved. Some of the topics will be things that will be fairly obvious, and folks will know that that's going to be discussed coming in. Some of these things maybe might be a little bit surprising to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. I'm actually really excited about a specific speaker, Kurt Ruber of Iowa Food and Consumer Safety Bureau. Kurt is just a wealth of knowledge, and he loves it when people bring him their most challenging, specific questions. So I'm really encouraging folks who are coming to, you know, bring your hardest questions about eggs or honey or some of those products that we might not talk about at every meeting, because Kurt, if he doesn't know it, is happy to dig in and get the answer. It's really important that we're safe for our customers and our vendors.
Oh, absolutely.
So I'm really excited to have Kurt join us.
Well, now, it looks to me like Kurt is just one of the speakers that you have that day, right?
Yes, that's correct. Just because I manage produce in the park doesn't mean I'm an expert on this stuff. So I tried to choose topics that I had received vendor questions on in the past or had vendors tell me they were struggling with in the past. So we've also got a representative from the Iowa Department of Ag and Land Stewardship talking about things such as the produce safety rule, but also how do I accept senior checks or WIC checks through the Farmers Market Nutrition Program, more information on trainings that are available you can do online. And then insurance is another challenging question for vendors. So we're going to have a call from Campbell Risk Management out of Indiana, which really specializes in farmers market insurance. I'm really excited to get them on the phone. Larry is excellent at answering all questions, whether you're getting insurance from him or you're adding on, you know, a coverage that's going to be part of your home or farm policy. And I just really want to make sure folks are safe and covered in the event of some accident next year.
Yeah, these are all pretty important topics.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this type of an event, is this a convenience for folks to be able to bring this information close to home, or is this something that's required before they can be a part of a farmer's market type experience?
This is just convenience for them. So none of this workshop is not required to participate in any farmers markets in Cass County, but it is information that we think would be helpful to anyone looking to participate in farmers markets. You don't have to be interested in Cass County farmers markets to attend, and there's no cost to attend. But for the last half hour of the workshop, 3 to 3:30, that's when we're going to provide information on vending at our Cass County markets. So we're also hoping to attract folks who are new to Cass County markets and considering attending.
So this is kind of an opportunity for them not only to learn some key components of how they can maybe better serve the community, but where they can better serve.
Yes, yes, exactly. And I'm hoping for some good networking among the vendors that come to the workshop as well.
Okay, good. So they get an opportunity to learn more about some other opportunities that might be out there for them. Is this something that you'd like to maybe make an annual event?
Yeah, I could see that working out. So I have a couple different hats, which causes a little bit of confusion on this event. I'm the Cass County Wellness Coordinator, but I also manage produce in the park. This event is primarily done with my wellness coordinator hat. It is sponsored by ISU Extension and the Cass County Local Food Policy Council. And those organizations really want to make a strong local food system. And they have been interested in offering trainings and information that is needed for folks who are growing and producing and selling in our county. So I could see this definitely becoming an annual event, but maybe the topics would change depending on which topics are causing the most confusion or bringing up the most questions. You know, when regulation changes, or, you know, if we talk about insurance this year, maybe we don't need to talk about that for a couple of years.
Well, and it's hard to just lump everyone who participates in any type of a farmer's market situation into one category, because you might have someone who just raises some things in the backyard to maybe a business that's trying to generate some more things. Folks might have something on their farms that they want to bring in. You've got a wide variety of types of vendors.
Yes, we do. Yes. So this training should be able to answer some good questions for folks who are doing anything from craft vending to produce growing, one of our most common at our market, to prepared food sales or food truck sales.
Yeah, when you get into the food part of it, especially prepared foods or just raw food items like that too. Of course, there are always some extra added safety measures and things that folks need to be aware of.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Well, what do folks need to do beforehand? Do you need them to register for this event?
So there is no requirement to register, and it is going to be free. I would like to know how many folks are coming so they can reach out to me. My email is bhoegh@iastate.edu, bhoegh@iastate.edu. Or they can call me at 712-249-5870 or call the County Extension Office at 712-243-1132.
Yeah, this is, as you mentioned, a cooperative effort between a few different agencies, and mainly because it's an important issue for folks to be a part of these farmers market type opportunities, whether it's the local farmers markets in area communities or the Produce in the Park event or any other kind of event like this. The knowledge that's gained is important. It can help you run a better operation and avoid some of the pitfalls that maybe some other folks have already seen through their experiences.
Exactly. And having it now, you know, early, before folks are really too busy outgrowing and before they get to the market and realize they've made a mistake, it's a good time to just ask all the questions that you're thinking about as you get prepared for the season.
Yeah, you bet. Well, we've talked about everything, I think, except when and where. Where do we find this?
So this event is going to be at the Cass County ISU Extension Office in Atlantic on Monday, March 16th from 12:30 to 3:30.
So folks could RSVP. That would be helpful here in the next few days. But also, again, put that on the calendar there, March 16th from 12:30 until 3:30, opportunity for folks to come in. You mentioned another interesting aspect of this, too. You bring in some speakers, some folks that have some expertise in different areas to share their information. But you touched on this already a little bit, but I'm sure the networking component is always an interesting one because everybody has interesting stories and experiences when they do this type of thing.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm sure there are going to be, you know, new folks who are considering getting involved and folks who've been involved in a while who can share information. And different folks have participated in different markets across the county or even around Southwest Iowa. And there's also other things outside of markets that I expect folks attending to share. Information on good craft fairs, information on CSA best practices. There should be a lot of good networking at this event. I should also mention that the event is on Facebook under Farmers Markets of Cass County, and that is a website where we're trying to share information about farmers markets and other information that will be helpful to folks participating in farmers markets.
Okay, plenty of opportunity for them to find the information that they need there. Well, very good. It's kind of getting to be exciting time. The weather's getting nicer out here all of a sudden. It's starting to feel a little bit like spring. You getting the itch to get outside with those farmers markets again?
Yeah. I think this, yes, exactly. This warm spring weather really has folks really excited. I know folks are planting in greenhouses right now. Might not stay warm, but at this point it feels great, like we're ready to go out for produce in the park.
Absolutely. Good opportunity for folks to be able to pick up on some things. So very good. Well, some folks put some time together to put together a good program for you, so take advantage of that. Again, do RSVP if you can ahead of time to Brigham or to the Cass County Extension office, and that workshop again at the community center there at 12:30 until 3:30 on March 16th. It is a free workshop, so take advantage of free stuff when you get the opportunity, especially if it can be bring some value to your operation. Brigham, thank you so much for putting this all together. Appreciate it. Best of luck.
Thank you so much, Jim.